I'm interviewing this morning Mr. Stéphane Ricard, who is the running candidate for the NPD, or the New Democratic Party, for the riding of Richmond-Athabasca. Mr. Ricard, for the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of your campaign, can you briefly introduce yourself?
Yes, sir. I'm very happy to do that campaign in Richmond-Athabasca. I live in St. Clotilde-Horton, and now we have a very good campaign at the moment. Nobody have heard about my campaign before, because I was on a business trip, because I own a business that have worldwide operation, and it's very good for me to do that campaign. I have lots of volunteers that work with me, and that's why in all the Richmond-Athabasca we have our pictures everywhere in the district. And this is very important also, that the NDP has a good candidate for Ottawa, and we have the opportunity at this election on the October 14th that people will be safe to... No, it's pas bon.
You know what I mean? That they'll be, they should vote for your as the candidate for the NDP. Now, Mr. Ricard, as you know, the district of Richmond-Athabasca has been represented in the House of Commons by the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for the candidate of the NDP?
It's very simple. The NDP is the party that represent everybody in the Richmond-Athabasca. We are the party that defend the family, that defend the health, defend the environment. And we work very hard at the common chambers for achievements, okay? And we have a chief, Mr. Layton, that is a very good person that can be prime minister. And it's very important that on October 14, the NDP was the choice for the Richmond-Athabasca, and for all of Canada.
I see. Now, if you are elected as Member of Parliament, could you describe how can you reassure your voters you will be available in the district of Richmond-Athabasca, and how you intend to do so?
The October 15th, when I will be the representative for the NDP, and for my electors and everybody in the Richmond-Athabasca, I will be available, and we will have office in all three major cities of the district, like Victoriaville, Asbestos, and Windsor, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's very important that everybody know that the next day of the election, Stéphane Ricard of the NDP will be there for everybody. Before the election, I was working for people like volunteers to help them for contract, for problem with governments, okay? Mm-hmm. And after the 15th, the 14th, I will maybe take 2-3 days of rest after the election. Right. But it's very important that everybody know that I will be there, and I will represent everybody. And we will have to choose the good politics for the person we represent. Okay. And it's important also that our door is always open at the NDP. Right. If people have something to know, they just have to ask, and we will do what we can for the good result. We have the power to change the government. We have the power to change, and the NDP with Jack Layton and Stéphane Ricard in Athabasca, Richmond, that's the opportunity. Everybody is tired of the red and blue fight, you know what I mean? And I think that it's the good opportunity to turn orange at this election. And the NDP is there for everybody in the area. Everybody.
Okay, I see now. Now, the district of Richmond, Athabasca, has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What would be your main objective to ensure each one of these economic characteristics will be developing to its potential, starting with farming?
As an entrepreneur, okay, I know exactly the reality of our area, and it's very important to invest in the program that we have at the moment, because the old government, Harper, cut everything. Everything where he can cut, he cut it. And we can use the money that are in at Ottawa to invest in good economic, a green economic, and like a small business help. You know, when an owner of a small business, they have to work 6 days a week. They don't have the time to find the help where they can have help for the government. That's the government that have to help the small business for the economy. And that's where I want to work. I want to develop the agricultural system. People, the transfer for the farm to the young, from the father to the son, or the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, Mr. Ricard, local urbanization development need infrastructure such as for road, sewer treatment plant, and aqueduct water system. What the NDP for the New Democratic Party could do to help in the matters of financial assistance or contribution to municipality to reduce the burden of taxpayer?
The NDP can do the important things, but first I have to be elected on October 14 for the good transfer of money to the province. The money is at Ottawa, and it's important that on October 14 people vote for Stéphane Ricard and the NDP for Richmond Athabasca to be able to take the money there and bring it here. That's not what the Bloc does. And Harper cut everything. The NDP can change it. And it's very important that the October 14, everybody vote for Stéphane Ricard in Richmond Athabasca. That's the first thing to do.
I see. Now, as far as industrialization development or job creation for the Bois-Franc region, including the district of Richmond Athabasca, has seen its shares of plant closing and loss of manufacturing jobs by the thousand. What the New Democratic Party of Canada will do to reassert voters, young and older, there is a future for them in remaining in their community and not seek better opportunity in larger cities such as Montreal, Toronto, or Western Canada?
Mm-hmm. You know, Mister, I'm born here in that region, okay? I'm from here, I live here, and it's very important for me to keep my business here. Okay, I have a worldwide business. We sell in 17 countries, and now I know that we can do business in region. Okay, first we have to keep the young person in our area. We have to offer them opportunity to have success in our area. We have to invest in the development. But the first thing is school. If we don't have the opportunity to go to school and cut the cuts, cut the price of the school, you know what I mean? Mm. People go to the university and they have large payments after the school, and it's not good. We can help transfer for the province and for the school, for the free school. And We Harper have lots of billions, $1 million for the Afghanistan. Why could not we use that for school? Why we could not use it for health? And health, we need lots of people to work in the health system. It's very important. The NDP have a project for that, and for the school also. And the basement of the economy is the school. That's why we have to invest in the knowledge. It's very important.
Right, I see. Now, I've been talking with Mr. Stefan Ricard, candidate for the NDP, the New Democratic Party of Canada, for the district of Richmond-Arthabaska. This is your host, GR, for CGMQ. I'm talking this morning with Mrs. Grant, which is running candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada for the district of Richmond-Arthabaska. Mrs. Grant, for the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of your campaign, could you briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. My name's Gwyneth Grant. I've been living in this area now for 20 years. My husband and I came here from England because he got a job at the SHU. He came there to be director of the research, director of the biochemistry laboratories, and now he's working mostly in research in that famous Biomed building. But he still signs out on tests. I've been living here in Alberton on the farm, raising cows and raising children together, and working in the community. Was past president of the soccer club and raised lots of money for the local church, the local United Church, and got to know a lot of very nice people all over Quebec because of my involvement with that. I'm presently doing part-time a degree at Bishop's University in Sociology and Women's Studies, because once the children leave home, then, you know, a woman's got to ask herself, well, what's she going to do? And the price of beef at the moment is pretty low in the market compared to the amount of energy we put into raising them. So I said, maybe I'll turn my career around and I'll go towards becoming a social worker, because I was a nurse when I lived in England. So that's it. And Stéphane Dion seems to present a fairly good package. He's very strong on wanting to change our environmental approach here, and working on the farm, that's something that I am very close to. I know what it is to work directly in the country and know what's happening to the rivers and the weather. So that's about it.
Oh, great. Now, the district of Richmond-Arthabaska has been represented in the House of Commons in Ottawa by the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voter should vote for the candidate of the Liberal Party of Canada?
Yeah, it's very obvious that we are the federal Liberal Party. We have good representation in certainly in the Richmond area from Yvon Valliere, who's our provincial representative. So in terms of what's happening in Quebec, that's pretty well taken care of for us. But when you think about what Canada can bring to Richmond-Arthabaska, you obviously have to have a representation of somebody who is going to be part of a national party. In terms of national, I mean the whole of Canada, a Canadian party, not just a Quebec opposition party. So unfortunately, the Bloc Québécois are an eternal opposition party. They are never going to be able to bring the kind of help to this area that somebody from a federal party could bring. And that's one of the very good reasons why I would like to represent this area, to have a bigger voice on the national scale. Mr. Benavance is actually quite a nice fellow. I've met him on a few occasions, and I did a debate with him yesterday, and we're all quite good friends. But in terms of what he can actually do really there, I think it's very limited. With the Liberal Party, we're a party of social justice and vision, and we have renewal projects going on here with the green shift. There's a lot of money that's going to come back into people's pockets because of taxing the polluter. The money will then come back into people's pockets to help them choose what they want to do to improve their lives in the local situation.
I see. Now, if you are elected as a member of parliament, could you describe how you can reassure your voters you will be available in the district of Richmond-Arthabaska, and how you intend to do so?
Okay, well, I'm somebody who's very close to my local community, and it's my intention to come back every weekend, if that's what you mean. It's like very important for me to be in touch with the people in my area. That gives me energy, that resources me. So obviously I will have my riding office probably in the Richmond area. And be very, very available to hear people's worries and concerns, to know what it is they want to happen on the local terrain, and not just live in an ivory tower far away. I think most people that know me would say that would be so.
Right. As you know, Richmond Athabasca Riding is very large. Do you tend to have one or more offices on the riding?
Yeah, this is something that's become very clear to us as we travel around. I've got three or four different people that accompany me because we can't wear them out. I'm not quite worn out yet, but it is obvious that there is a different sort of appartenance, as they say, in obviously in French. Like Richmond, the Richmond part of our riding is obviously more centered on the townships, and it's quite bilingual, and people think of probably Sherbrooke or Drummondville as a sort of center for them. As soon as you go a little bit north of Danville from Warwick on up, it's very much centered around Victoriaville itself, and people go to Quebec, and different kind of manufacturing there, huge agroalimentaire transformation industry. So actually the chômage is not so bad up in the northern part of this riding. People are very proud of that. So it's sure that we would have to have two poles, if you like. We would have an office up in the Victoriaville area, and then we'd have one down this area. And evidently, being bilingual, it's perfect. It's perfect for me. I would be able to employ people in this area who would be able to serve the clientele in English and French, and obviously bilingual up in Victoriaville, but that's not such a big consideration.
As you know, the district of Richmond, Athabasca, has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What will be your main objective to ensure each one of these economic characteristics to be developing to its potential, starting with farming?
Mm-hmm. Well, farming is obviously something very close to my heart. I've been raising cows for 20 years and seen the ups and downs in that. I'm also in touch with a lot of small producers around here. Well, we can first of all get one thing out of the way. The Liberal Party is definitely going to always support the quota. We're going to, la gestion de l'offre, we're going to be sure that we stand up for our big dairy farmers, and also the wheat and eggs and chickens. That's very important, because that is a big international export, and we're very proud of that. But in terms of smaller farmers, I'm very concerned that they have a chance to live their life fully in this area. There's a groundswell now of coming back to using farmers markets, and people bringing their own produce to the local market. What I'm interested in doing is trying to help those people who want to do a production and transformation in our local areas, to help them have access to a larger market, not by them going out to driving further away, but helping with the distribution, trying to find ways that probably will come up from the base. People will say, oh, we would like it if we could have a distribution point in Sherbrooke or in Victoriaville. And I know restaurateurs have been asking me, well, it's great to say you support organic farming, but I don't want to drive to Montreal and pick up some products, you know. What are you going to do about that? So I think there is a real need to help people work in the areas they want to work, but then be able to distribute their products. I have to talk about also the lack of abattoirs. There's talking about transforming beef or whatever, transforming meat products. We are lacking local abattoirs now with federal inspection. And as we know, the conservatives have unfortunately decided that it's a laissez-faire attitude, and they're going to let people conform to what should be the rules of how you cut meat and so on. And then we had the maple leaf disaster in the last few months, and Canadians have died because there wasn't a close watch going on how meat products are transformed. So we would like to rectify that and make sure that we are employing more federal meat inspectors. It's not an impossible task.
Now, I see local urbanization development needs infrastructures such as for road, sewer treatment plant, and aqueduct water system. What the Liberal part of Canada could do to help in a matter of financial assistance or contribution to municipalities to reduce the burden of taxpayer?
Exactly. Yeah, well, Mr. Dion was one of the people, the Liberal government were the first to think about transferring tax to the municipalities so they can be the ones that decide. So we're really going to underline the fact that we want to make sure that the well, federal transfers also, that they'll be equilibré, these French words, will be equalized so that the money's coming back into the provinces that people have paid in their precious taxes, but also that we can support local infrastructure by making sure that the money goes to the projects that need to be done, the water, the aqueducts, and the roads.
I see. Now, as you know, as for industrialization development or job creation in the Bois-Franc region, including the district of Richmond at Tabasco, has seen its shares of plant closing and loss of manufacturing jobs by the thousand. What the Liberal Party of Canada will do to reassert voters young and older, there is a future for them in remaining in their community and not seek better opportunity in larger cities such as Montreal, Toronto, or Western Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, education is a big one here. If people have the right education for the milieu that they live in and that they're interested in working in that milieu, then that's the thing that we should support. Obviously, there needs to be the opportunities for companies to build up their company in the local area, but they need access to the right employees, so education is going to be very important. I certainly know for Anglophones in this area, it's hard for them to get access to education because they have to get to Lennoxville. So we need to try and think about more little regional initiatives that can help people get the education they need to be able to go get the jobs that are out there. People are very entrepreneurial, and if we can provide the infrastructure for them, then they will actually go out and do what they have to do. People don't need to be told what to do. They know what they have to do. We're just going to be able to help them with infrastructure grants, say for education, but also helping the local CLDs as well to try and percolate up the good ideas that are coming from the ground.
Are you looking something like a campus, a Bishop campus on Victoriaville or Richmond?
No, there is a need. People want to be bilingual. They really do. People in Victoriaville are very impressed that I can speak French as well as I do. I mean, it's not brilliant, but I'm quite good. And so they would like to have access to that too, because of course we know we're talking about international trade these days. And if you're working even in the telephone service industry, well, you need to be bilingual if you're dealing with other companies out west or down east or over the border. So That is something quite interesting for me to help in that sense. Yeah, so it would be interesting, but of course education is a provincial jurisdiction, so I can only say that I would like to help with that. I'm not going to say I can impose anything on the provincial system.
Right. Now, I've been talking to Mr. Gwinnett Grant, Liberal candidate for the district of Richmond at Tabasco. This is your host, J.R., for CGM. Been unable to reach Mr. François Fillon, which is the running candidate for the Green Party of Canada for the Richmond-Athabasca rally. I'm talking with Mr. Laurier Busk, who is with the Green Party of Canada. And Mr. Busk.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. François Fillon is the Green Party candidate for the Richmond-Athabasca rally. For the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of Mr. Fillon's campaign, could you briefly introduce Mr. Fillon?
Mr. Fillon, he lives in Victoriaville. It is the place where in Richmond and Tabasco they have mostly the people of the riding is in the region of Victoriaville. He work in Victoriaville also, and he also very involved in the environmental project in the city of Victoriaville. He is involved socially with many organizations there.
I see. Now, as you know, the riding of Richmond-Athabasca has been represented in the House of Commons by the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for the Green Party of Canada?
It's a matter of vision for me. If the people is looking for, like the Bloc Québécois proposed, to for me the short term, and for the Green Party of Canada, it should be mid-term and long-term vision for try to solve the problem we are meet during the last year, and the year is in force.
Mm-hmm. I see. And now, if elected as a member of parliament, could you describe how Mr. Fillon can reassure his voter he will be available in a Richmond Athabasca riding, and how he intend to do so?
For Mr. Fillon, it will be his capacity to listen people, not just to talk to them, but the type of listener instead speaker. And I'm sure all the people in Richmond at Athabasca with Mr. François Fillon, he will have a deputy very involved in his community, and also his ability to listen people and to understand their problem. It will be the main characteristic of this of his work. Mm-hmm. When we'll be in member of parliament.
I see. Now, the Richmond Athabasca riding has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What will be Mr. Fillon's main objective to ensure each one of these economic characteristics to be developing to its potential, starting with farming?
With farming, it will be like is proposing the Green Party platform. It will be to encourage production and consumption of Canadian agricultural product, especially locally and organically grow. It will be, I think, will be the right way to do in the future for the farming. For the industrialization, it will be like the Victoriaville region, mostly as do for the next 20 years. It will be to be involved and invest in the new technology for the environment. It is very known in the Victoriaville region. They work very hard on recycling and also the waste management technique and technology.
I see. They are pioneer, if I recall. They are pioneer in Quebec,
yeah,
in recycling. Mm-hmm. Now, local, as you know, local urbanization development need infrastructure, such as for road, sewer treatment plant, and aqueduct water system. What the Green Party of Canada, as a member of parliament, could do to help in the matters of financial assistance or contribution to municipalities to reduce the burden of taxpayer?
The first will be to recognize the problem, particularly in the waste treatment water. It is, I think we are nearly 30 years ago, a big investment by the federal government and provincial government to help municipality with the waste treatment water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is the time to look for this problem now, to ensure they have good quality, because what we put in the environment, it is in bad quality. You know, we have a problem with aqueduct water, and it will be important for us to look seriously for the waste water treatment for the next 5 or 10 years, to renew all the equipment and to be sure we are okay with the quality of the water we put in the environment.
I see. Now, as for industrialization, development, or job creation, the Bois-Franc region, including the Richmond Athabasca riding, has seen its shares of plant closing and loss of manufacturing jobs by the thousand. What the Green Party of Canada candidate will do to reassert voter young and older there is a future for them in remaining in their community and not seek better opportunity in larger cities such as Montreal, Toronto, or Western Canada.
It is a matter of vision. If you are looking backward or on this time, we have to be involved in new technology. They are with environmental dimension in it. We know for the years to come, they have many jobs in this field, and we have to make sure the education and the employer and the enterprise will be prepared to do the move to this new type of work. And for us, it will be the not the answer, but the principal moves you have to do toward the new technology and with environmental project.
I see. Okay.
It will be in this field you have to be maybe mostly involved.
I see. Well, I've been talking to Mr. Laurier Busk, who has spoken on behalf of Mr. François Filion, candidate for the Green Party of Canada for the Richmond-Athabasca riding. This is your host, GR, for CGMQ. I'm talking this morning with Mr. André Bellavance, running candidate for the Bloc Québécois for the district of Richmond-Athabasca. Mr. Bellavance, for the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of your campaign, could you briefly describe yourself?
Hi, Mr. Hull. I'm a former journalist. I'm 44 years old from Victoriaville. I have 11 years experience in federal politics because I was a politic assistant before I was elected the first time in 2004. I'm the agricultural critic for the Bloc Québécois right now.
Oh, that's good. Now, you have been representing as a member of parliament the district of Richmond-Athabasca in a House of Commons in Ottawa for the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for you?
I hope it's because I did a good work. I'm there since 4 years now. I'm the father of the supply management motion to protect our dairy, poultry, and egg farmers. I was awarded for my job with young people by the Victoriaville City also. I successfully intervened for the student summer jobs. And on and on. So I have a lot of work behind me.
Right, I see. Now, if re-elected as member of parliament, could you describe how can you reassure your voter you will be available in the district of Richmond-Athabasca, and how you intend to do so?
Well, our slogan is present. So that describe well enough the kind of member of parliament I am. I'm here for everybody, and people recognize that. I have three offices in Victoriaville, Asbestos, and Windsor, but I decided to be closer to my constituent a few months ago. That's why I did a tour of my riding. People can come to me without a rendezvous in their village. They don't have to come in my office. I did a team tour too when I visit some industry, farms, and others, cultural industry, and so I think I'm really present, like our slogan said.
Right. So now, the district of Richmond-Athabasca has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What would be your main objective to reassure each one of these economic characteristics will be developing to its potential, starting with farming?
Well, we have to protect the supply management system. It represents 40% of the agricultural economy of Quebec, you know. In my riding, in the Richmond-Athabasca riding, we have a lot of dairy farmers. We have to help the pork and the beef industry as well as the grain industry. We don't want to be fed by the Americans or the other countries, so we have to think about that. As for the other issues, we have to help young families For example, to buy a first house, we propose a 10,000 loan without interest for the first house buying. We have to stop helping the oil industry, as the conservatives do. They have a $2.7 billion fiscal gift. Do they need that? I don't think so. The manufacturers need help. That $2.7 billion should be a gift to them.
Right, so you know. Coming to local urbanization development, as you know, it needs infrastructures such as for road, sewer treatment, plant aqueduct, water system. What the Bloc Québécois could do to help in a matter of financial assistance or contribution to municipalities to reduce the burden of taxpayer?
The Bloc Québécois will pursue its pressure to fix the fiscal imbalance. Unanimously, the National Assembly say that the fiscal imbalance is a reality. Only the Conservative government don't recognize that. With the transfer of money, Quebec could help developing the municipalities' infrastructures. We heard Jean Charest, Prime Minister Jean Charest, recently. He's not on my side, you know. And Mario Dumont did the same thing, Pauline Marois too. So it's really a problem that have to be fixed.
I see. Now, as far as industrialization development or job creation in the Bois-Franc region, including the district of Richmond and Tamaska, has seen its shares of plant closing and loss of manufacturing jobs by the thousand. What the Bloc Québécois will do to reassert voters, young and older, there is a future for them in remaining in the community and not seek better opportunity in larger cities such as Montreal, Toronto, or Western Canada?
True, we lost jobs in furnitures and textile industry years ago. Of course, the closure of Manula and the lower demand of asbestos caused some difficulties in the center area of my riding, but we also have a lot of opportunity with dynamic small and middle enterprise. We also offer a lot of good jobs with Cascade in Kings of Falls, Domtar in Windsor. Richmond, Athabasca is a beautiful place to live. A lot of young families join us. That's why I talked a few minutes ago about helping them to buy a first house. You just have to look at the new houses in the area. And so the young people came in the area, the riding, and we have to help them to have a good life.
I see now. Now, I have been talking with Mr. André Bellavance, candidate for the Bloc Québécois for the District of Richmond, Athabasca. This is your host, JR for CGMQ. I'm talking with Mr. Éric Lefebvre, which is the candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada. Mr. Lefebvre, this past week was the launching of your campaign as candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada for Richmond, Athabasca riding.
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of our listener, who has not attended the launching of your campaign, can you briefly introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. First of all, thank you for giving me the chance to talk to all the people. First of all, I'm Éric Lefebvre, and I'm 37 years old. I'm city councillor right now in Victoriaville since 2000, and I'm graduate from University of Trois-Rivières in physical educator. I'm a businessman too. I start in 2000 Chameleon Restaurant in Victoriaville, and I work for many caritative activity like Centraide, and I have my home foundation for the sick children in MRC d'Athabasca. And right now I'm the official candidate for the Conservative Party since December 2006.
No. As you know, the riding of Richmond-Athabasca has been represented in the House of Commons in Ottawa by the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for the candidate of the Conservative Party of Canada?
Yes, thank you for this question, because for me it's really simple. You know, the Bloc can do nothing for us in this riding and all around Quebec. And if we want to have our piece of cake, we need to have a seat around the table and not to be out of the discussion. It's the most important difference between a deputy of the Bloc and one of the Conservative Party.
Right. Now, if elected as Member of Parliament, Could you describe how you can reassure your voter you will be available in the Richmond Athabasca riding and how you intend to do so for everyone?
Yes. The first thing I want to do is to sit together all the influential people of my riding and make together the list of the most important subject for our riding. And secondly, one time a year, I'm going to make a public meeting and I will address you all the realization for our riding in Richmond Athabasca and all for the conservative government. And I want to say, don't worry to everyone, I will have three offices around my riding, and probably one in Windsor, one in Asbestos, and one in Victoriaville. Then everyone can be in my office not so far.
So they could be reassured they will be able to reach you.
Yeah, of course.
No, I know you have just a few minutes because you are at present time having the Minister of Culture, Mrs. José Vermeer, in your riding. And I thank you for the minute you have given it to us. I've been talking with Mr. Éric Lefebvre, candidate of the Conservative Party of Canada for the riding of Richmond Athabasca. This is your host, Gerhard, for CGMQ.